Well, my uncle and aunt were living in had come from Sioux City, Iowa, to Bisbee. Somebody had told my uncle that the mines were going full blast and there was a lot of money to be made. And my parents were living in Chicago, and my mother hated the cold winters. And my father had a jewelry store there, and he worked very hard and had long distances to commute to come home. And my uncle got in touch with him and persuaded him to come to Bisbee. So at that time, I remember going to Bisbee by train. I had a brother. My sister was not yet born. And we went by train to Bisbee. And life in Bisbee was really very interesting and exciting. I can remember the school I went to burned down. And they set up temporary quarters in the YMCA. But we lived in a house on top of a hill. And it was in the wintertime. And it was snowing in Bisbee. And it was very difficult for me. I was young and very difficult for me to get to this school. And two blocks from where we lived.
Sure, no, this is interesting.
Two blocks from where we lived was a convent. My mother took me over there and told them that I was Jewish. She did not want me to have any religious training, just the secular training. The nuns were absolutely fantastic. They were so good to me. I would come in the morning and the other students would be studying the catechism and they would excuse me. I was the only Jewish student in the whole convent. But I learned so much and I was so far ahead that when we moved to Phoenix, they kept skipping me. And that's as a result, I graduated high school at the age of 15 instead of 18.